Lunar Artifacts. You know, today I was recording the portion of my audiobook, Worker in the Light, and man, what a long, tedious job that is. I've got to do about 7 more hours of it tomorrow. I hope my voice holds up. But I was into the segment where we've written about Ingo Swann, his book Penetration, and some of the things that he remote viewed on the moon. I want your thoughts on lunar artifacts and what you think.
Well, if you scroll down on the Enterprise page, or you're looking in D.C. at TV49, you will see under the last composite comparison from the scan-converted broadcast image versus the Polaroid of the raw images.
Okay.
You see that?
Yep.
There's this kind of vertical shot showing the moon at the bottom and this fuzzy stuff up above it.
Yep.
That is a Hasselblad Apollo shot taken on Apollo 10, which was the precursor mission to Apollo 11, which basically, you know, was the forerunner, the kind of test of all the systems before they actually committed to the landing on Apollo 11. That was taken out the window crossing the center of the moon, a region called Sinus Medi. Now, do you see that spindly kind of architectural-looking stuff like a skyscraper sticking up?
Sticking out of nowhere. It's just right in the middle.
That is in front of the lunar module windows above the moon, kind of parallel to the height of their lunar orbit.
What is that?
It is, I believe, and we have close-ups. You know, if you click on the image, you go to a much bigger version. You can then download into, you know, like a Photoshop program and look at it in detail. That appears to be a glass ruin of something that was much more refined and much more polished and is now moth-eaten and full of holes from meteorite bombardment.
How tall is it?
It's miles tall. It's at least 10, 15 miles tall.
Does this picture show up anyplace else anymore?
Oh, yeah.
It does.
Well, we have a whole section on the Enterprise website based around the lunar conference I held at the National Press Club in 1996. Where we have tons of these kinds of pictures.
So these haven't disappeared?
Oh, no, no. These have not. Well, because they kind of can't. Because in 1996, we made a huge fuss at the National Press Club in front of the National Press. And so there's kind of a record, a paper trail of that these exist in the archive. And if they disappeared, everybody would kind of say, oh, my God, what's going on here?
Okay, that can't be some kind of anomaly on the camera.
Oh, no, no, no. Because we have more than one set of pictures. I had a very limited time to put these up. For instance, the one, if you go to the picture below that, all right, you see the one where it says 1967 Lunar Orbiter 3?
Right.
That is a unmanned shot from the Lunar Orbiter series that was the precursor to Apollo, unmanned spacecraft built by the Langley Research Center south of Washington there in Virginia, sent to the moon, 5 spacecraft loaded with film. They took pictures. They basically then scanned and developed the film in the spacecraft in orbit. It was a Kodak process called BIMAT, which is kind of like a super Polaroid. And then they would electronically scan those images and telemeter the light and dark readings back to Earth, where they were reconstructed by a scan system very similar to what was used on Apollo to reconstruct the images that were taken by a spacecraft non-electronically orbiting the moon. And that is only one of many, many pictures from Lunar Orbiter, which show, I mean, you see that thing we call the shard sticking up?
Yes.
That's several miles tall. See the shadow?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's solid. Now, that little cross above it is a resume mark.
That's not that's not a doctored photo, right?
No, no, absolutely not. These are totally undoctored. People have been ordering these since I went on with Art in 1996, talking about them. There's a close-up of a thing behind the shard I call the tower, which is a several miles high glass tower with a cube on top, which is, you know, solid stuff and has not been pummeled to pieces by meteorites. This stuff is really sticking up above the moon. And it's this kind of stuff, George, that I think we would have seen on the computerized, digitized versions of the Apollo 11 television.
Yeah.
Which is why the boxes have gone away.
You may be right. I mean, look at the shadow. It's the shadow that really is unbelievable to me.
Yeah.
But I've got to tell you, depending on the distance this photo was taken, assuming it was up close, I got to tell you, Richard, this thing looks like a small alien or a figurine or something. Does
well,
it?
Well, it always looks kind of like a bowling pin to me. Well, you know,
yeah, but it looks like
middle.
It's got a head and little eyes.
Well, don't get too anthropomorphic here. These are structures. These are ruins. When you pummel ruins, I mean, just look at the awful pictures coming back from Lebanon of skyscrapers after they've been bombed.
Yeah.
And they can take all kinds of shapes. We're looking at stuff that's incredibly old, incredibly abandoned, but because of Brookings, remember that official government NASA report that I've been talking about with Art for years?
Yeah.
If we ever found this stuff, NASA itself said it could not tell us because we couldn't handle the truth. It's in black and white in the so-called Brookings report, which is also available on the Enterprise Mission website.
And when was that report done, by the way?
1959.
All right, 59. So we're talking about 47 years ago.
Yep.
Maybe 47 years ago we couldn't handle the truth, but we sure could now.
I totally agree. I think that what has become fossilized, archaic policy, you know, kind of presided over by doddering fools who don't understand where the world is now in the 21st century and how desperately uplifting it would be for the human species to realize it's not alone, that we have neighbors, we had neighbors, they left us the very best in the way of information, perhaps science, perhaps in priceless engineering or physics. I mean, Greer talks about free energy. Can you imagine if we were able to actually land and walk into an ancient abandoned ruin inside the moon where there was equipment and laboratories and, you know, power plant facilities and all the things required? Remember Buzz said it was very hard to live on the moon because there's nothing there.
Yeah.
Well, suppose you found that somebody had already licked the problem and all of that technology was yours for the asking to apply to all the problems we have here on this planet, in particular, to get us out of the oil trap, which, of course, is what's going on in the Middle East.
How do we know that an ancient Earth civilization didn't have the kind of technology and they got to the moon?
We don't. It's absolutely one of the options. And we're not going to know until we get to the libraries and find out who signed the documents in whatever form those documents are, you know, recorded on crystals, the equivalent of DVDs or CDs or whatever. You mentioned at the bottom of the hour that we have a conference coming up.
Joshua Tree.
I have an extremely knowledgeable colleague, Steve Troy, who heard me talk about this with Art over 10 years ago, has spent a fortune of his own money buying and ordering negatives, analog negatives from the National Space Science Data Center, the Houston Spacecraft Center, all the archives that NASA maintains where they have redundant copies of these films. He has room after room in his house filled with books of original hard copy negatives, which he has then printed up in sectional enlargements and looked at with magnifying loops. And he has come to the independent conclusion, after 10 years of doing this, that we are 100% correct. The moon is studded with all kinds of ruins and artifacts and artificial things beaten to hell because of meteorite bombardment and because they're so incredibly ancient. And I've invited him to come to Joshua Tree and present stunning evidence in person to those who show up that we, in fact, are not alone, that there is this stuff on the moon. And you know, George, how people keep talking about the smoking gun?
Yes.
The one picture that will tip you over the edge? I have that picture. I've had it for several months. Steve doesn't even know I've got this picture.
I didn't even know you have this picture.
I'm going to show it.
You never hold things back from me.
Well, you and a few million of our friends, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to show it for the first time at Joshua Tree.